A good time to be had by one and all, not just singing along, but maybe dancing as well, as we have Scott Cupid with us from Swing Patrol, a good friend of Jazz FM. And you say you've been involved in the festival every single year.
That's right, Nigel. Thanks for having me on today. And yeah, we've been here every year, very much thanks to Jazz FM, who gave us some tickets for our swing dancers, because it's a perfect mix with our swing dancing and, of course, the focus on jazz here, so it's perfect.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the festival experience, though, isn't it? It is not just a concert to come and watch. It's a whole experience. So there's the dancing, and then we've got the holistic thing going on. So you'd even do a bit of jazz.
Walked past some yoga this morning. Yeah. For the early birds. But yeah, the great thing about, we do the afternoon slots where people can meet each other, get some exercise, have a laugh, get involved. It's quite immersive. Enjoy the music, and learn a few dance steps as well.
Is it difficult to learn? I know you showed me a couple of steps last time that you were in. But I mean, if somebody, so you got two sessions on. At 2:20 today.
That's
on
right.
This new stage, which is
Band of Voices.
Band of Voices. Yeah,
yeah, it's undercover, so it's quite a hot day, but they'll be fine. And it's not that hard. And what we promise today is it'll be so easy for whatever age you are, and you'll walk away knowing a few steps.
So that means that if you'll be able to dance to some of the stuff that's on, yeah?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we'll be playing all swing music, so you'll be able to swing quite hard.
Well, I love seeing that. You know, when you see a band playing or whatever, and then people can actually do the dances, you just think, oh, God, if only I just made an effort, I could do it.
Well, we created this love bubble last night in the arena at Love Supreme. You know, there was flash mob jazz playing, and we threw down some big aerials and, you know, created this little jam session. And people just love the great mix of great music and great dancing. And it was a really magical evening.
Mm, okay. Now, Swing Patrol itself is a nationwide setup. And I know that some of the dancers that you got here today are from Brighton.
That's right.
But is it competitive? Because you got these Swing Patrols that are based around the UK.
It is. Traditionally at Love Supreme, we've always had the London dancers. And this time for the first year, because it's so close to Brighton, I said to the team, you know, I think it's Brighton Swing Patrol's turn. And so, yeah, the team is 90% Brighton this year, and they're doing a great job, and they're a very talented group.
Okay, all right. So we'll look forward to seeing you a little bit later on for that then. So that's 2:20 today and tomorrow.
Band Both days, Voices. That's right.
Yeah. Before you go, tell me a little bit about your camping here. Last night, tell me about the music that you heard overnight.
Oh, it was amazing. And so we've all had no sleep. There was someone I sure bought a trumpet maybe 2 days ago, and they were still playing at 3 a.m. and it sounded like a duck being strangled. And it was probably 10 meters from our tents, and we were like, wow, should we say something? But I guess that's the nature of a jazz festival. So there you have it.
As Miles Davis says, there are no wrong notes.
Have to start somewhere.
Yes. Scott Cupid, thank you very much indeed.